Good morning. Our second scripture reading this morning comes from the Gospel according to John, chapter 17, verses 20 to 26. I will offer, actually, that this is verses 1 through 19. Jesus is praying for his disciples. So they are at the point in his ministry when he is just about to be betrayed. And he spends time praying for his disciples and then pivots to pray for us. I ask not only on behalf of these, but also on behalf of those who will believe in me through their word, that they may all be one. As you, Father, are in me and I am in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. The glory that you have given me, I have given them, so that they may be one, as we are one. I in them and you in me, that they may become completely one, so that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. Father, I desire that those also whom you have given me may be with me where I am, to see my glory, which you have given me because you loved me before the foundation of the world. Righteous Father, the world does not know you, but I know you. And these know that you have sent me. I made your name known to them, and I will make it known, so that the love with which you have loved me may be in them, and I in them. Friends, this is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Holy God, we thank you. We thank you for the consistency of your presence. We thank you for the Holy Spirit, which illuminates our understanding. We thank you for the gift of your Spirit present in us. We thank you for the promise of your Spirit present in us. Remind us, O God, that you are here within each and every one of us and weaving throughout the whole. Now may you put into my mouth the words you would have me speak and take from my mouth those you would not. Amen. Gosh, the Holy Spirit sure does have a sense of humor. If I'm completely honest, I had kind of hoped that my birthday today would sort of go under the radar. I do. And yet, sure enough, as we are sitting here, I am acutely aware that I came into this world at 10:32 a.m. 45 years ago. So right about now, I came into this world. And it's interesting, I'm 45 today, and if I'm being completely honest, there were many years when I had no idea that I would actually even make it this far. There were a lot of years when I thought I wouldn't. Not with any sort of overly heavy tone, but just with this inability to see a future that was possible. And so I love that as I'm here talking about the Holy Spirit this morning, the promise, the gift of the Holy Spirit, that I can speak probably more authentically from my own lived experience to a depth of gratitude for the reality of the Holy Spirit. That living, breathing body of Christ, which is in and among everything, which is in you, which is in me. We can argue or push against it. We can run from it. We can try to hide from it. But the Holy Spirit is relentless. The Holy Spirit is the truest thing about us. I think that when Jesus gives us that Spirit, that prayer, when that is released next week as we join together for Pentecost and the birthday of the church, the time when that Holy Spirit was dispensed, this way of knowing, this understanding of what we really are and who we really are. I think about that moment so often, what it opened up for all of us to know about ourselves and one another. But we're not quite there yet. This week, though, these two texts in particular, I love. I love so much. I love the passage from John 14 where Jesus is talking about the Holy Spirit, where he is praying so earnestly. He's saying, I promise you, I will not leave you. I will be with you. You will not be able to see me. You will not even know I am there, but you will know that I am there. The advocate will be present. The advocate will be consistent. Jesus, again and again and again, names this. He says this. We can trust this. And then that passage in John 17 is one of my favorites. And yet it's one that I think we can kind of overlook a lot. This is at a very intense time in Jesus' life and in his ministry. He knows that it's time. He knows that the betrayal is coming. He knows that the end of his earthly life is upon him. And he is there, and he prays. He prays for his disciples. He prays for that group of people who are all around him. Not just the 12, I don't think, but all of those disciples that have followed him, that have gone with him, the ones like we meet in John 21 on the road to Emmaus. He prays for his disciples. And yet then what gets me every time is in chapter 20 when he starts praying for those who would hear through those who are speaking. This long lineage of those who have carried the message of the resurrected Christ through this imperfect church in this complicated world, abundant with the presence of the holiness of God. Jesus prays for us. Now, those folks who grew up with a more evangelical context may have an easier time kind of claiming this. You know, as I sort of, in my own self, I grew up Presbyterian, cradle Presbyterian, but spent a lot of time in more evangelical spaces. And it's funny because when I go back to my Presbyterian roots, sometimes I get so in my head and I want to think, but how would Jesus really pray for me? What do you mean Jesus really prayed for me? Like for me? But then my evangelical experiences, right, taught me that yes, the Holy Spirit is present here. The Holy Spirit is present now. The Holy Spirit is here always in and through everything. So that evangelical side of me gets to tell the Presbyterian side of me. And it's not, again, we're all Presbyterian. We're in a Presbyterian church together. So again, it's not about Presbyterians. It's not about evangelicals. It's simply as a point of saying that if we try to reduce something down to only spirit or only head, we're going to miss the fullness of all of it. Because the truth is the Spirit is moving through everything, regardless. You can be in your head all you want. You can think about it all day long. You can be in your body all you want. You feel it all day long. The Spirit is moving. The Spirit is moving. I feel like so often these days, words seem to kind of fail. When I want to make sense of the world, when I want to make sense of scary things, when I want to feel calm or at home in my body, when I want to feel a sense of peace, I find myself, even just talking to me, words fail. They seem kind of shallow. Is that just me? So here's the gift of that, is that the Spirit doesn't need words. The Spirit is here in our breath. Here. In fact, a lot of times when we let go of our words, we're able to feel the Spirit moving more. I wish that I had the perfect combination of words to say. I wish that I had that magic nugget. That's something that would say, something that would help all of us feel. The only thing I know to say is that God is here with us. The only thing I know how to say again and again and again is that we can trust. We can trust Jesus. I'll read these words again and again and again, especially when things get scary, when things feel overwhelming. When I'm like, I don't know how to make sense of left or right, up or down some days. I don't think I'm alone in that also. I mean, if I am, maybe, but I feel like there are times when it's like, what's going on? What is going on? Again and again, I find solace when I am able to sit down, to find my breath, to know that if I can't trust my own perception, I can trust Jesus' words. My perception, my thoughts can get tricky sometimes. But I find that when I can sit down and find that breath, sometimes it's in when I need a hand to hold to help me find that breath. Sometimes I need to curl up. Sometimes I need to stretch out. Sometimes I need to move. Sometimes I need to shout. Sometimes I need to say blurgity, blurgity, hoop it up, all of the combination of things. That spirit is here, is moving. I can tell you again and again and again that everything you're feeling, all of the anxiety that you may be feeling, all of the stress that you may be feeling, all of the joy that you may be feeling, the gratitude, whatever it is you're feeling, it is valid. It is holy. It is there. It is an invitation from the Spirit to acknowledge the holiness of this vessel that is your body, that is your sacred incarnation for this journey on this planet. It is a challenging time to be a human. It is a challenging time to be on this planet. I think even for the non-humans, it's a pretty challenging time right now. Because we're connected to one another. We feel one another's anxiety. We feel one another's stress. Friends, the Spirit is the thing that connects us, that lets us feel one another's anxiety, feel one another's stress. That's why it gets so difficult when we try to shut one another out, because we're shutting out parts of ourselves. And yet it gets terrifying to let one another in, because it feels like we've got our face to a fire hydrant. There's so much. The Spirit's with us whether we're moving fast or slow. The Spirit is with us whether we're feeling lost or found. The most consistent thing about your existence here is the presence of the Spirit. God is all that is. God is the most certain certainty that there is. You can trust that. We, as those seeking to follow Jesus, can trust his words. We can trust that he will not leave us. We can trust that he has not left us. He is very real, here, now, next to me, next to you, within and among all of it. I can't make things less scary. I can't make your body or my body loosen. I can softly have conversations with my body, with this vessel. This is what I got control over, right here. This is what I've got control over. And so I find that as I listen and as I'm here and as I acknowledge that, not as this thing that I have to make work in the world that I have to go do, but as this thing that I get to experience the presence of the Spirit in and through, I find that I can soften a little bit, give honor to the anxiety. Because the truth is that anxiety has protected us for a long time. Not any big meta way, but like, no, anxiety is helpful. Excessive anxiety gets a little exhausting, though. You can wear our bodies out. I will say it again and again. The Spirit is here. In you, in you, in you, in each and every one of us. The Spirit will carry us through this time. The Spirit has already been carrying us through this time. Every single one of us has made it through 100% of our most difficult days. Every single one of us sitting right here has made it through 100% of your most difficult days. They may not have been pretty. They certainly hadn't been easy. Because if you're human, you've had some really difficult days. The Spirit is consistent. The Spirit is present. Give yourself permission. I give myself permission, as I can remember, to trust that. To trust that there is something holding me. And more often than not, when I let myself trust that, sure enough, I'm being held. I feel it in the comfort of a friend, even just in the solace of a quiet morning in the garden. I'll say it again and again. The Spirit is here. The Spirit will not let you go. Will not let you go. Amen.